Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm the host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. We seem to talk a lot these days, particularly in the coaching world, about getting out of your comfort zone. This action is something generally promoted as good for growth, and it expands our vision of what's possible for us. It's a way of realizing our own capacities beyond what we may see for ourselves right now, as well as broadening our life experiences, opening ourselves up to new things that might be healing or uplifting or progressive for us. What is our comfort zone? Well, I think there's various ways we can define it, but it's likely a place and a state of thought that is familiar to us. It's what we're used to. It's where we pretty much know what to expect. And oddly, sometimes that comfort zone isn't really that comfortable, is it? It's just familiar, as I said. It's something that we know and we feel safe because we know it, but not necessarily because we're really happy or fulfilled or satisfied. But there tends to be a kind of resistance to stepping out of that zone even when we aren't really that comfortable in it. It's just what we do or think regularly, and it seems daunting or full of effort even to move out of it or even to take one step. Recognize that that resistance isn't necessarily reasonable. It's just that sense that a body at rest tends to remain at rest. On the other hand, one in motion continues to move unless something causes it to stop. So maybe getting out of our comfort zone and finding something that's new and more rewarding and interesting and even more right to us than the familiar may just take that first step. That step towards something different and new impels us forward, and that activity leads to unfoldment and direction and clarity and a sense of safety as we go as well. And I think the safety and security we can gain in moving out of what we know and into something that invites us in, and which we may be reluctant to give our RSVP of yes right away, that safety and comfort can be discovered as we realize the comfort zone may be a human sense of things, right or wrong in our own thinking, but the comforter zone, so to speak, is there already waiting for you wherever you're led to go. The comforter zone is the holy presence, that assuring hand of God, of love, of truth that is with us in every moment, and especially felt and known when we feel uncertain or afraid. We can look to that new adventure or change with an awareness that the comforter, that safe and comforting, nurturing, upholding presence, has prepared the way and is taking us where we need to go. So we're never out of the comforter zone. We can step into a new discovery or endeavor knowing that we're not alone, nor are we without that tender comfort that we so often seem to need. Jesus spoke of the Comforter, and it was that which would remain with us when his physical presence was not there. Here's what he says in the book of John. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can take this promise with us. We will and do have the Comforter to remind us of the truth, to keep in thought that true definition of ourselves as by God, made by God, and kept in his love at all times, just as Jesus told us. We can take that word with us and trust that we'll be shown and taught what is needed moment by moment, no matter whether we are in a familiar place or one that's new, whether we're doubting and fearing or whether we're taking a giant leap into the unknown. That comforter knows what you need and is with you here and there, now and then. So why not try it? What little invitation do you keep getting, or big invitation, that would take you out of your familiar place? It may be doing something new, looking for a job, taking a class, finding a partner, moving to a new city, or taking a big trip. Or it could be trying on a new thought about yourself or about life. Maybe getting out of the old story you tell yourself and agreeing to think in a new way. Agreeing to that you're better than what you think you are, and braver and stronger and more loving, more innocent. It may be shifting thought from righteous anger to humble love and receptivity and expectation of good. I'm not advocating jumping into something we're not really feeling compelled to do, maybe because someone says we should do it. What I am suggesting is that if some new idea appeals to you and continues to beckon you, look to what's holding you back in pursuing it. Is it fear? Fear of the unknown, or fear of failure, or fear of what people might think? Fear is not a good reason for anything. Wisdom, of course, because wisdom comes from a higher place. Wisdom is a good reason, but fear, that which is based on our own sense of inadequacy or a perspective that is based on limiting beliefs, that's not wisdom. And to let that rule us is to turn our comfort zone into a prison and not a sanctuary. So listen to your heart. What would you do if there were no one judging, even yourself? Think about the first step and think about that comforter always with you, eager to make sure that you're not going from the known into a void, but simply walking forward with divine love into another adventure, one that is prepared for you, one that's safe and protected, and at the same time refreshing and progressive, and dare I say it, fun. I hope this program was helpful. Let me know if I can help you in any way further. I'd love to talk with you more about your divine purpose and to help guide you forward if you'd like. You can reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or go to my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information. I will be back next week with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. See you then.